Good evening, everyone. It's the Brian Gillen Show. It's a late night one. So, yeah. Don't know what that means. But if you want to Skype in, I've given you the topics from the previous shows. Tramp story, childhood. In fact, no one's called up. No one has called up to chat to me about these topics. That annoys me. Tramp story. Got any stories about tramps? I have. I walked past one recently. Felt sorry for her. Walked back. Gave her 20 quid. Bang. Just like that. Well played, Brian. Childhood camps and hideaways. Tell me about your childhood hideaway and your camps. Girls and boys, tell me about them. Where were they? What did they look like? How long did they take to build? What do you do in them? Tell me about them, please. I've got my honks. Upload a honk. A honk or two. Back. So tell me about your childhood. Oh, what the hell? Sorry, guys. And new Mr. Man. That's bollocks. Don't know if you're Mr. Man. That's useless. Tell me your favourite joke. And have you ever seen a naked neighbour? Have you seen your neighbour naked? Okay, I'll tell you about something I've seen. Okay? If you want to know. I was in another life, I was working for an elderly couple near Brighton, and they had a young daughter. When I say young, I'd say 25, 26, and I was working away around the house, the exterior, and I looked up. And I saw her walk across the window with no clothes on. I couldn't see her foo-foo, but I could see her boobs. And she walked from the right of the window to the over across as the left-hand side disappeared. So I was like, bloody hell, what have I just seen? Must carry on with my work. But obviously I had one eye on that window for the next 10 minutes. And again, she walked across the window, nude, can see her foo-foo, but nude. And I'm telling you now, she knew where I was. She knew what she was doing. She knew, and what can I say? Well, I don't know that she knew. You know, that's me. But come on, she knew I was outside. I mean, are there any women listening tonight that could ring up and, you know, confirm that she knew? Did she know? I mean, I was in clear view, and she kept walking across the window with her boobs out. Granted, I couldn't see her foo-foo, but I saw her boobs. So if there are any women listening tonight and you want to Skype in at Brian Gittins just to confirm it to me. I mean, maybe she didn't know, and maybe, but she did. Come on. I was only 15 yards away and down a bit. She knew. I was making all sorts of noises outside. I can't be honest with you, I felt quite uncomfortable.
The sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she changed.
Good evening. Who am I talking to?
It's Caravan Girl.
The Caravan Girl. Simple as that. The Caravan Girl.
Yeah, she did know.
She did.
She must have.
Well, that's what I thought. Then I started thinking, am I just being? Did she know?
She must have known, otherwise she wouldn't have done it twice.
She did it three times.
She would have shut the curtains.
That's exactly. Exactly. She did it three times. Why would she do that?
No. I don't know. Well, it's like if the window cleaner came round, I wouldn't open my curtains.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. I do. I mean, when my window cleaner comes round, I happily prance around the bedroom naked. Because he's a nice guy. But you think that she knew?
Yeah, I do think she knew.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you thought, you think she might have done it just to get a little buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers, Becky.
It's all right.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. That was a caravan girl. Absolutely love the caravan girl. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. I like the sound of this. What's going on here?
Hello.
You walking?
Yes. Are you?
I absolutely love hearing footsteps during a Skype call. Where
really?
Are you walking?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You walking down a corridor?
Wait a second. There's just a car passing, but...
Sure.
Okay.
You're a legend, mate.
Hello, Brian.
Hi. Can you put the phone to your mouth?
Sorry. A taxi just drove past us, which is quite relevant, really.
Wait. Can't hear you.
Sorry, a taxi just drove past
us. Hang on, I've got to sort out my levels. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
It's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. Right. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Well, I would just like to say that the girl could definitely knew that you were there.
How do you know?
Because I'm a girl.
What, does that mean you do it?
No, not personally, but I know girls.
You know girls that do that?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because you're famous?
No. Footsteps have stopped. Wow, gone. Wow! Is she a ghost? I just spoke to a ghost.
All of her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bankbook wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west.
Good evening.
Alright, dude.
You've changed.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the 4th of September in Brighton.
Have you got a ticket?
Yeah, we've got a ticket. We're off to go and see you at the, what was it called? The Sticky Mike Bar.
Yeah.
In Brighton, and we're really looking forward to seeing you. We just wanted to, sort of call you up. I know it's ridiculously late, but we're in Kenilworth at the moment. I'm walking with my good friend, Penny. This is Penny.
Yeah.
All right, she won't say hi. I don't know why. But yeah, we're just really looking forward to seeing you. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Can I tell you to do one thing?
Keep
your expectations really low, mate.
Yeah, expectations really low. So I understand what sort of humour we've got. You know, I'm totally expecting the jokes to be bad. That's what's going to make it funny.
The jokes are good. The jokes are good. I haven't written the jokes to be bad. I've written the jokes to be good.
Oh, right, I thought it was supposed to be bad, and then we're supposed to laugh.
No, that's the reviewers.
The reviewers like to say I'm anti-comedy and that I like to write bad jokes for the sake. No, I try and write good jokes.
Oh, I understand, mate.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm glad I've been told by you in person. That
yeah, I try my best to write good, funny jokes. I don't do it on purpose, okay?
Well, anyway, we can't wait. We can't wait to see you. Like, I'm a big fan of, you know, all comedians, but especially of you. I mean, Penny, talk to him. Talk to him, Penny. Right.
What do you want me to say?
Just I don't know, just be nice to him.
He cut me off.
Just talk to him.
Hello?
She's sulking.
Yes, I am, actually.
She's sulking. Penny sulking.
I rarely sulk.
Penny sulking, guys.
Brian. Yeah.
I didn't cut you off. Your footsteps stopped.
No, a taxi drove past very loudly. And then we lost everything, basically.
So you're coming all the way down from Kenilworth?
No, Brian.
Yes, we are.
Brian. I'm coming from Kenilworth, but my friend, Eddie, is coming from North Yorkshire.
That's absolutely mental. Listen, I'll say it now. You will leave the gig feeling slightly disappointed.
No, we definitely won't.
Well, we won't.
Okay. You might do.
Okay. We won't.
Thanks for ringing, guys. See you on the 4th.
Yep. See you on the 4th.
Look forward to it.
Lovely.
Okay.
Can I just listen to your footsteps for the next 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you put your phone near your feet?
Okay. Wait there, I'll put my phone down a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't even my footsteps as well.
Pardon?
Can't even my footsteps as well.
You're too light.
Oh,
I'm loving this. I think I might have 30 minutes of just this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have worn my best heels if I'd known.
Basil Bottler in the chatting rectangle has just said sexy footsteps.
Really? Oh, yeah. God, I'm so flattered.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is like the best compliment of my life.
Oh, thanks.
Listen to this.
God, I should walk home more often.
This is brilliant. This is one of the highlights of my show. I've done 200 podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, record it and play on your show. Record it.
He is recording it.
He is recording it. Good. You're going to start fucking live on the show.
These northerners, man.
It's alright, I've only travelled like 130 miles to come and see you.
I know. Just shut up and keep walking.
This is great.
This is so creepy, but...
Just shut up and walk.
I am walking. I'm here, up instead. No, you in it.
Brian?
Just keep walking, babe.
Bye.
here we go. Are you listening on a podcast? Maybe you're downloading this from iTunes. If so, hi. How you doing? How are you doing? Maybe you never get involved in the chatting box. Maybe you never Skype in. Maybe you're just a podcast listener. Maybe you're one of those six listeners that downloads it every month. Hi. Hi, I'm talking to you guys. Hi. Hi there. Hope things are good in your life. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for downloading it. If you do download it, then please leave a review and rate the show. That'll be really nice of you, because I'd like to be in the top 10 with Kermode and Desert Island Lady. I'd very much like to be rubbing shoulders with those guys. However, if you don't like the show, stay the fuck away from iTunes. I don't want you going anywhere near it and giving it a bad review. That's what I don't want. Enough of those. How are we, everyone? It's the last show. There's about 20 or so minutes left. No, there isn't. Yes, there is. And Skype me up if you. I've told you about my naked story. I saw a naked woman in a bedroom, and I'm pretty sure as can be, that she was walking across her bedroom, left to right, nude, and I'm pretty sure she knew I was down there, and she was doing it to get a little buzz. That's not me, you know, bigging myself up. That's just me looking at the situation and going, this is mental. She knows I'm here. She knows I'm working 15, 20 yards away from her. Why is she doing this? I mean, like I said, I do it with my window cleaner. I happily walk around my house nude when he's cleaning the windows. He's a nice guy. He's yet to complain. I must admit, when I got on all fours the other day and crawled from the living room to the kitchen, he wasn't too happy. could someone Skype in and tell me any... Here's another story, actually. I used to get a bus to school. And there was a certain house that the bus used to go by that we used to always look at. And... because one day we saw a lady getting changed through one of the windows, and so we were like, bloody hell. So every time we took that journey to school, we always used to look at the white cottage. Never saw it again. There's a woman who didn't want to show her fufu to the public. Fair play to her. So if there are any women out there that have seen men prancing around, God, what am I talking about? What am I going on about? Just had a moment of foggy clarity. Horrendous. Skype in, I can't be arsed.
Hello, Brian.
Ah, Basil Butler. Good evening.
You don't mind me calling again, do you?
No, not at all. In fact, I might bring Gav into the call. We've got two heavyweights.
Oh,
two Spreaker heavyweights.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Gav.
Hello, Basil.
I'm loving this. For those of you who listen to the show, you're all aware of Basil Butler and King Jav. They are... they're huge. They've got a massive history, a Spreaker history behind them.
Yeah.
How are we doing, guys?
I'm all right. How are you, Basil?
I'm right, thanks. I feel a bit sick, but never mind.
The buttons.
Yeah. Won't do that again.
Yeah. I was just picking up on the theme, and I wanted to know if, like me, you had such a surge of eroticism from that scene in Gregory's Girl when they're watching the nurses change through the window.
Me?
Do you remember that one?
No, I don't remember it. But it sounds good, though.
Watching that when you're about 12, and it's about teenage boys. I always wanted to do that until I realised it was wrong.
I got turned on by the Railway Children. What was the woman in that?
Agatha.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
American Werewolf in London, mate.
Classic.
Oh, yeah, and that. But I was older then, so you know, it was expected. It was more unexpected when I saw the Railway Children. Took me by surprise.
Did she have a shower in the Railway Children?
No, it did something about her, and I forget, I was only young, but it did something to me.
I did see last year in student halls in the middle of Liverpool, I happened to glance up, and there was a girl, a topless girl, looking out the window with her, I'm assuming her boyfriend or partner, standing behind her, clasping her bosoms like that Janet Jackson picture.
Wow.
And I did wonder whether, well, obviously it was fine for me to look because they plainly wanted me to. I wondered whether I should just stand there and stare for a bit and point.
Sorry, could you say that again? You saw look, I'm very aware that sometimes there are females listening to this show, and this isn't a case of three middle-aged men, you know.
No, let me point this out. This was in the centre of Liverpool, opposite St George's Hall, next to Lime Street. So this is public. There's an old building, a big old beautiful hotel. What a couple had chosen to do, in a window facing the main thoroughfare, next to the Empire Theatre, opposite St George's Hall. The lady had stood there. She was obviously topless, but she was entirely decent because her boyfriend was standing behind her and had his arms around her, concealing her busters. This wasn't a seedy back street. This is a very public act.
Hang on, Gab. Yeah. I think Basil might be tossing himself off. He's got very quiet.
No, just listening.
No, you're still there. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Plainly, they were embarking in something consensual, and there was nothing. There was, you know, certainly erotic, but it wasn't. There was nothing on show. So if any female listeners are listening and are offended by that description, I apologise. And I was just wondering whether, well, is this an invitation to stand and look?
Because
there were about five floors up, I'd noticed it. Or was it a private moment?
Don't worry, mate. They wanted you to look. Don't worry about that. Are you tossing yourself off again, Basil?
No.
You keep going very quiet.
I haven't touched it.
Okay. Have you ever seen anything of that?
Of that nature?
Yeah.
Well, I saw a couple having sex in a field once. Is that any good?
Yeah, that'll do. Go for it.
Well, it was a pretty short and sweet story. I was walking about in the woods, and I came into a...
Whoa, what does that mean?
I was walking about nothing. I was innocently walking about in some woods.
Okay. Surely you walk through woods. You don't walk about in them.
All right. Well, no, I was a bit of both.
That suggests you're sort of zigzagging your way aimlessly through woods. I don't like the sound of that.
No, it was. It sounds a bit boring, but I was looking out for bluebells, and I was listening out for birds. It was, I had an afternoon, a Sunday afternoon, and I thought it was May, it was quite warm, and I was strolling around these woods, listening out for birds and looking at the bluebells, and I came into a clearing. There was a bit of a grassy field.
Hang on, Basil, are you tossing yourself off, Gav?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
As I got to the field, there was a couple on the edge of the field, in the sunshine. The grass was quite long, but I could see them all right. And they obviously didn't expect anyone to come along. And they were having sex.
Nude?
No, semi-nude. The bottom, yeah. The bottom, the bottom, the bit, that needed to be nude was. And I could have just turned straight away. And to be honest, I stopped and watched. I crouched down and I watched.
Did you really? You crouched down in the bluebells?
I crouched down in the undergrowth. Well, not quite. On the edge of the...
What are you talking about? You crouched down? No, you didn't.
I did. I crouched down just so that they were less likely to spot me if they looked in my direction. And
but
I watched.
What if they had have spotted you, mate?
I would have probably run.
So you were sort of crouching down, squatting down, and how far away from them were you?
About 50 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe less, no, maybe about 20 yards, 20, 30 yards, something like that, I don't know. I could see them clear enough anyway. I could have lied and said I just turned around and walked away, but I didn't. I crouched down. And I watched, and I waited till they finished, and then I sloped off.
Basil Butler, guys.
Would you say that last bit again?
What, sloped off?
Just the last sentence. I just didn't quite finish.
I forgot what it was. Talking about childhood camps, one of your topics.
Oh.
When I was about... I was about eight or nine, where it wasn't a very good garden, but it was a long garden at the end. We had lots of laurels and things, you know, it was a bit overgrown. And I got some old canvas sheeting down there, and I made a little tent thing out of it we used to play in. And then I remember one day, I was only about eight or nine, and I was curious about the opposite sex, just starting to at that age. And a friend of mine, his sister, I spoke to his sister, and I said, if you come into my tent, I'll show you what I've got down there, and if you show me what you've got, because she was about eight or nine as well. And she did, she came into the shed, and she showed me her what's it, and I didn't really know why we were doing this, it just seemed like fun at the time. And she got all her friends around, and in the end, there was about five or six of them all coming in the tent one by one, showing me their what's it's nice, showing them my little willy. Nothing sexual, because you know, I was too young, but I was just curious, I suppose.
Is that a nice memory?
Yeah, it was happy days. what do you think?
What about if that happened now? You made
can I point out I am not wanking to this story?
No, I should hope not. It would happen now, obviously. It would be with ladies, you know, probably in their 30s or 40s.
You know, I'd love that, Basil. I'd love you if you made a little treehouse now in the woods and six or seven ladies in their mid to late 50s came up. Climbed up the tree.
I said, I'll show me, Willie. They can show me there, what's it, and off they go.
Wow.
Good fun, wouldn't it?
It would be good fun. I'd absolutely love that. I'd definitely crouch amongst the bluebells to watch that.
I think I might have said too much. Too much gin. Can you delete this one, Brian?
Sorry, Basil. Is John Wilson there?
Yeah, I'm
God,
here,
it
Brian.
Does my head in when you... Hey, I can't stand it when you're in the background not saying anything. It's so weird.
No, I didn't want to interrupt. I was waiting to be sort of introduced or something.
Come
you know.
On, mate, at least say hello.
Well, all I wanted to know was, the reason why I was ringing in, I wanted to know when Basil was wandering around in the bluebells, did he have his cardboard face on?
No, I didn't, John, no. Not in those days.
Okay, that was before. What was it? Cornflake box?
Paper bag.
Oh, that's a beautiful image.
John, have you ever seen anything through a bedroom window?
Yeah, I have actually. You'll be surprised. It was about.
Charles Pulling has just written The Wirral Lurker.
When I was about 7 or 8 years of age, a friend of mine and I was. We were wandering over a field, and there was a house that backed onto the field, and there was a lady in the window, sort of battering, pressing her boobs up against the window. she had nipples against the glass.
He's creasing up here.
It's true. Honestly, we went back and told our mum and dad she was playing bongos in the window.
She was what?
We went back and told me mum and dad that there was a woman playing bongos.
Absolutely loving his own story here, guys.
Yeah, I think I can top that anyway.
Oh, you go for it.
Top that.
Before you do, Connor,
I was walking to the lodge.
Grubby for 4 or 5 on Skype about. I don't like it, but carry on. I've got to cut this short. After you, Connor. As soon as you finish your story, I'm getting rid of this. This is disgusting.
About 2 months ago, I was walking to the lodge of the student village to return a kettle, and I glanced to my left, and there was a skinny lad spreading his arse cheeks.
That'll do. Cheers, mate.
Very superstitious.
A hairy Cheerio, Brian.
Huh?
A hairy Cheerio.
Okay, you're talking about his bottom?
Yeah, that's what his arse looked like, a hairy Cheerio.
Okay.
And, it turns out he was doing it to his neighbour opposite for a laugh.
Okay, thanks for that, Colin.
And I was the piggy in the middle.
Yeah.
All right?
Lovely. More than all right. Oh, dear. So here we are. We're not at the end of the show yet. We've got 6 minutes left. You can fit all sorts into 6 minutes on the radio. Absolutely all sorts. So I shall wait to hear from you. If you want to Skype in, I'm at Brian Gittins, and you can Skype in. And in the meantime, I've just knocked over shitloads of wine. Bear with me, I've got to mop it up. You're about to hear a man mop up wine. On my iPhone. And my book. Where I write my jokes.
I thought I'd just let Basil know. If he's ever up Ilkeston, every Thursday there's a woman there. When the bin men come, she always flashes it about.
What do you mean?
Well, what she does is she will overfill her bin, and she'll come out when the bin men get there with no knickers on and bend over and pick it all up. So she gives everyone a good view. In fact, I actually did a free shift for an hour on the bin with my mate who was a bin man, just so I could go and have a look.
And you experienced it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She come out. I've overfilled my bin, and she like all loads on the floor, started bending over and picking. You know, you could see bending over, picking up. She got wears a short black miniskirt, so she just rides right up. And then when she finished, she looks at you, she smiles, she wiggles and pulls the skirt down, and then she walked towards the door. Her boyfriend was stood watching in the door.
So he was enjoying it, was he?
Yeah, so he was obviously getting offered a bit, but I did an hour shift for nothing, just so I could go on the bins, just so I could go and have a look.
Classy man.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Gunky.
Good night. Oh, he's a classy guy, is Roy. Oh, dear. So we've got about a minute and a half left. A minute and a half. What do you want to fill it with? What do you want to fill it with, guys? Skype in now and tell me your favourite word. Quickly, Skype in now and tell me your favourite word. Just Skype in, say what your word is, put the phone down. Skype in now and tell me your favourite word. What's your favourite word? My favourite word's pudding. 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 Oh, pudding. Pudding. Something bouncy about it, something spongy about it. Pudding. Pudding. Chocolate. Pudding. Oh. Chocolate. Pudding. Favourite word, Roy?
Cunt!
Favourite word, Connor?
Quiche.
Quiche. Favourite word? Favourite word, Brad?
Oranges.
Oranges, yeah, nice. Chocolate. Pudding. Pudding. Favourite word, mate?
Mine is vulva.
Vulva?
Yeah.
Okay. Chocolate pudding. Chocolate pudding. Favourite word, mate?
Fiducial point.
Pardon?
Fiducial point.
Chocolate pudding. Favourite word? Favourite word?
Queef.
Favourite word?
Queef.
Queef, sure. Chocolate pudding. What's your favourite word, mate?
Squeeze.
What?
Squeeze.
Squeeze.